Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, Pastor First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the doorkeeper from Mark 13, 33-37. Here it is. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This parable is the second of only two parables unique to Mark's gospel. This parable also provides a good lesson for us concerning understanding and studying the Bible. The doctrine I want to talk briefly about is called the doctrine of the clarity of Scripture. Put simply, it means that the Bible is sufficiently clear to any Christian who desires to study it. However, that leaves a lingering question. What about those passages that don't seem so clear? So, we can adjust our definition slightly. The Bible is sufficiently clear, meaning that we don't need anything other than the Bible to understand the Bible. We don't need a teacher or background knowledge to understand it. All we need is the Bible. I'm a fan of doing escape rooms. Sometimes you come to a room that requires for you to have some sort of outside knowledge to complete it. Maybe there's a puzzle in the room that's based on a pop culture reference. Well, if you don't happen to get the reference, you'll never be able to solve that particular puzzle. So a lot of room designers will go out of their way to make sure that no prior knowledge is needed in order to complete the room. Everything you need is inside the room itself. This is the idea behind the clarity of Scripture. Well, one implication of this doctrine is that if the Bible itself doesn't give us historical background on something, it's not necessary for us to understand what we're reading. It's not to say that it won't be helpful. Sure, it would be nice, but it isn't necessary. And that's what I want us to see this morning. Our parable is about this doorkeeper who's commanded to stay awake. Well, we don't use doorkeepers today. Most people reading this will have no idea what a doorkeeper is other than the clues that the word itself gives us. A doorkeeper must be some kind of keeper of doors. We might be tempted to think, well, I'm not going to be able to understand this passage very well. But that's simply not true. You don't actually have to know what a doorkeeper is in order to understand what Jesus is saying here. This passage is telling us about the second coming of Jesus in the end times. The command given to the doorkeeper is the same command given by Jesus both at the very beginning of the parable and the very end. Stay awake. Be on guard. Keep awake. Why? Because the day of Christ's return will be completely unexpected and sudden. And the last thing we want when Christ returns is for him to see his servants sleeping. There's a saying that I heard frequently growing up, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. This wise saying is meant to promote responsibility and a good work ethic. However, it applies here as well. Jesus calls us to live for him, to work for him. And this is one of the ways to know who is truly a follower or not. A follower will be busy with the work of following today. A fake follower will only follow when the master is looking. Therefore, the master will come back in an unknown moment. Therefore, stay awake. Follow Jesus as though he'll come back in 10 minutes. He very well could.